The following comes to Media Biz Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Roger Federer posted a great round-robin performance at the season-ending ATP Finals in London, winning all three of his opening matches. That fueled questions about the 2018 season and whether the Swiss great could regain the coveted top ranking, captured this year by Spanish rival Rafael Nadal.
It is interesting. It's the ultimate achievement in tennis in some ways, you know, and it always has been for me. But at this age, it just can't be, because I think I'll make mistakes if I start chasing it.
As for the tournament, it would be the younger players eventually rising to the top. 10 years Federer's junior, Grigor Dimitrov of Bulgaria, claimed the biggest title of his career with a 7-5, 4-6, 6-3 win over David Goffin of Belgium in the final.
I really had to dig deep. I'm very happy to finish strong.
What a week, what a year.
English golfer Tommy Fleetwood is the Race to Dubai winner, edging out major champions Justin Rose and Sergio Garcia, both who came agonizingly close to passing Fleetwood to the rankings crown.
It's the last shot of the year that decides the Race to Dubai. It's amazing how it comes down that close, and today showed that, you know, how hard golf can be.
While Fleetwood finished the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai at 11 under par, it was Spaniard Jon Rahm who topped the tournament leaderboard at 14 under.
You know, it's still hard to believe. I think it's going to be a couple days that are going to go by till I realize that what I've done. You know, it feels great.
Rahm is also the European Tour Rookie of the Year.
Right now, if I complain about anything, it will be becoming the brattiest person alive, to be honest. It's the cherry on top of the icing of the cake.
Three UCLA basketball players accused of shoplifting in China admitted to the crime and apologized before coach Steve Alford announced they were being suspended indefinitely. LiAngelo Ball, Jalen Hill, and Cody Riley were described as, quote, good young men by Alford at a campus news conference.
These young men are going to have to prove their words and actions that this isn't who they are. Trust is earned. It isn't just given.
The players' and coaches' statements were made after President Trump asked Wednesday whether they would thank him for helping him secure their release from custody in China after being accused of shoplifting. In a tweet, Trump said the players were headed for 10 years in jail. The Game Room opens with new stories each week on VOAnews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.